Too hot or too cold in here this morning?
We'll wait to see for a few minutes. All right, Tavosa, good morning. Let's begin. So we are in Perek Gimel. So remember again, now the Mechaber, the Ramchal, is teaching us how to act, what it actually means to have this Midah of Zihiros. So far again, he explained that there are two parts to Zihiros. Part number one is that a person has to contemplate what is the Tov HaAmiti, what is the ultimate good in life. What is it that we are working towards? What is it that we are aspiring to? And the converse of that, of course, is what is the raha amiti? What is it that I'm trying to avoid? Number two is on the actions themselves. So in the action world, the question is, the action that I'm about to do, is it what he calls michlal hatov or michlal hara? Is the action that I'm about to do, is it going to get me to my tov hamiti? Or is it Chas Hashem going to take me in the opposite direction? So the Ramchal continues. He says, "V'zeh b'shas ma'isa, v'shelo b'shas ma'isa." This idea of analyzing one's actions applies at a time that one is acting, at a time that one is committing the action, and not at that time and after the time that one has committed the actions. For example, b'shas ma'isa, at the time where one is about to commit the action, shelo ya'asa shum ma'asa mibli sheyishkol osa b'ma'oznei zosa yediyah. So there are two levels of what we'll call actional analysis. There is when I'm about to do whatever it is I'm about to do. So I have to think. I will say, you know, the hard part in everything that Ramchal describes, you know, that Ramchal says, there's nothing that I'm describing that's new or that's novel, that's a chiddush. And that is all true. The big thing that he introduces, which is perhaps the most difficult thing, is the notion of thinking. The notion of thinking. And remember again, this goes back to what he said in Perek Beis, where he said that the way that the Yetzer Hara works is that the Yetzer Hara doesn't really get me to sin. What the Yetzer Hara does is the Yetzer Hara prevents me from thinking. And once you're not thinking, that's when you commit all kinds of mistakes. So the Ramchal is saying over here that before I do something, before I do anything in life, I'm really supposed to analyze the action and ask myself, will this get me to the Tov HaAmiti, or will this Chas Hashem take me in the opposite direction towards the Ra HaAmiti? And that is a decision, that's something a person has to think about literally each and every thing that I do. We're not wired that way presently. Not that we can become those kind of people, but the notion of contemplating each and every action before I do it. And remember what the Ramchal is also saying is the truth is, you know, this is, I once heard a statement that, you know, the only place where there's pariv is in your kitchen, right? Meaning in life, you either milchik or you fleshik, right? Meaning you're, it's either tova amiti or it's ra amiti. There are very few things that are pariv. There are very few things that are neutral. Nothing in life is just neutral. It takes you in one of two directions. So he says you have to analyze your actions before you do them. Does it take you to the tova amiti? Does it take you to the ra amiti? Vishalo b'shas ma'isa. Furthermore, one has to analyze his actions, even when he's not committing them. Shiala the fun of Zichron Klal Ma'asov. After I've done something, I have to go ahead and think about those actions. Yishkol Osom literally means weigh those actions. Kimokin, b'mo'ozne ha-mishkal hazeh, liros ma yesh bam mehara, l'man yitcho osom. So after I act, I also have to analyze my actions and to try to figure out what did I do that perhaps was incorrect, and how could I avoid doing those incorrect things again? Uma min hatov, but what did I do that was good? Lahasmid bo, ulahas ulischazek bo, to habituate myself in it and to become stronger in it. So we'll say again. So now this is like post-actional analysis. So post-actional analysis, I've done already whatever I've done. Now I have to analyze: was it the right thing? Was it the right thing? If it wasn't the right thing, if I did something negative, so let me identify what it is that I did wrong, and let me figure out how not to repeat that same mistake. And if I did something good, ultimately, again, let me figure out how to repeat and reinforce that. V'im yimtza b'hem min hara, az yisbonin v'yachkar b'sichlo, eze tachbula ye'asa lasa min harahu, uli tar mimenu. Now, what's interesting is, if when a person looks in his actions and he finds something negative, he has to figure out ultimately how to avoid this pitfall once again, how to become purified from it. So we'll say, what Ramchal is suggesting over here is essentially two parts that are three. Number one, just again, Just a person has to always know in life, what is the tov ha'amiti, what is the ra ha'amiti, what am I aspiring towards, what am I trying to avoid? That's in general life plan. A person has to have that. Number two, a person has to be able to analyze one's actions. Are they good or are they not good? And that, what we'll call that actional analysis, takes place on two different levels. It takes place what we'll call the pre-actional analysis, that before I do what it is that I'm going to do, I ask myself, will this get me to the tov ha'amiti? Will this get me to the ra ha'amiti? If it's going to get me to the tov ha'amiti, the ultimate good, do it. If it's going to get me to the ra ha'amiti, chas v'shalom, then avoid it. And then there's post-actional analysis. After I've done what it is that I've done already, I have to analyze again. How did it work out? What was it like? Did it give me what I intended? Did it advance my cause, detract from my cause? Was it good? Was it bad? If it was good, how do I reinforce and repeat? If it was bad, how do I go ahead and avoid? I'm in page Lamed Hey in my edition over here. V'davrazeh hodi'enu hodi'unu chachaminu zichronu livracha. I will say, this is actually quite an amazing piece. And the Rancha suggests that this is what the rabbis taught us with the following Gemara. Noach lo la'adam shelo nivra. Yosef Mishnah Rav, you know, the Gemara here in Erevin discusses a raging machlokes in Meshama and Beisalam as to whether or not it was good for man to be created. So the maskana, the conclusion of the Gemara is, it would have been better for man to have never been created. Better for the neshama to reside in Shamayim for all eternity, better to never come to this world. However, v'achshav shenivra, but now that a person has been created, yifashvesh b'ma'asov, a person should be mefashvesh b'ma'asov. Now we'll see if in my edition over there, they have footnotes. In footnote 15, he writes, yifashvesh b'ma'asov sha'asa kvar pishpush lashon chipus. So yifashvesh means you should analyze your actions. Literally, you should search through your actions. Others say that no, you should be yimashmish. What does this mean? The Ramchal suggests that pishpush and mishmush are two different levels of actional analysis. Kini ha pishpush b'masim hulach kor al klal ha masim lisponim bo. So the Ramchal suggests that pishpush is that a person contemplates his actions, a person thinks about his actions in order to find things that he should not be doing. Right, in order to find certain negativity. So I want to be yifashvesh b'ma'asov, to identify the negative things that I'm doing in an effort not to repeat them and to try to avoid them. That's yifashvesh. Achamishmush hu achakira afila b'ma'asim atov ma'asim. So we'll say, the Ramchal advances an interesting definition. So he says, pishpush means looking for the negative things that I'm doing in an effort to try to purge myself of them. On the other hand, mishmush is the analysis of even the good things that I'm doing. Lach kor veliros hayesh peinyanam eze pinia asher lo tova o eze chilek ra sheyitztarech la'asiro ulevaro. Mishmush, Rabosai, means that even in the good that I do, a person has to refine their good actions as well. And also, this is actually quite profound, because what Ramchal is saying is like this, that it really there are essentially, there's almost like three levels of actional analysis. There is ultimately deciding, what is my action going to be good? Is my action getting me towards Tov Amiti, or is it getting me Chas Hashem towards Ra Amiti? That's level number one. Level number two is, before I do the actions, I have to analyze what I'm doing. And level number three is, after I act, analysis of what it is that I'm doing. Then there's levels four and five. Levels four and five is pishpush and mishmush. Pishpush means I have to look through my actions. And again, this seems to fit more into the model of what we'll call post-actional analysis, that after I've acted, I look at my actions and I say, you know what, if they were not good, if there was certain negativity there, how do I purge myself from this negativity? But level number five, this mishmush, is that even in the good that I do, I have to try to refine my good. I have to try to make sure that I'm good. Because we're both saying, you know, sometimes we do good things And just because you're doing good things doesn't mean I'm doing good things in the right way. Now, Baruch Hashem, that's a wonderful challenge to have if I'm in the mishmush stage, right? If I'm in the stage of trying to refine my good, I'm in a good place. But Lamaisa, still a necessary process of refining. Because again, I have to make sure that the good that I'm doing is, I'm not going to say pure good, because pure good is hard, but at least is more refined good. He goes on, he says, the mishmush refers to refining and analyzing even the good things that I do. Lach kor veliros hayesh peinyonam eze pni asher lo tova o eze chilek rosh yisarach lasu levaro. I have to see even in the good things that I do is perhaps there's some element that's not good or some chilek ra that needs to be purged. V'hari zeh kimemashmish bebeged livchon hatov v'chazaku o chavash o baloi. And unless you know what this could be compared to, when a person is mamashrish bebegin, so what happens? So a person takes a garment, and you know, they pull on the fabric, and somehow they know, oh, that's a good, you know, that's good material. Like that's you know, that's a good coat, or that's a good jacket. So that's called mishmush. What you want to see is the garment strong? Can you mashish b'masov livchon tchunasa b'tachlis havchana ad sheyishar zach v'naki? So to a person wants to be mashish b'masov to see, is the tachlis of what it is that I'm doing? Is it good, or is it even though my action is good, there are still some impurities that are mixed into the action and that needs to be purged, that needs to be purified. Let's go back to a little bit. Klal Adover. So the Ramchal writes, the general klal is, Yehe ha'adam ma'ayin ha'ma'asov v'kulam, u'mifakeach ha'kol drachav. We'll say, here's the klal. The klal is, you have to think. The klal is, I have to think about my actions and I have to contemplate the path that I'm going down. Shelo lahaniach li'atzmo hergel ra umidara, kol shekin avero pesha. But so look at the order that he says over here. Person has to make sure that he doesn't get into a negative regilus. A negative regilus, negative habituation, and negative traits, and all the more so avera and pesha. Then I will say, remember, it is much easier, in the Ramchal's model, the great, as you just said a number of times, the greatest model over here, or the greatest challenge or danger is not sin. The greatest danger is what he calls hergel, habituation. Because habituation just means I'm not thinking about the tova amiti, the ra amiti. I'm not necessarily analyzing my actions. I may not even be sinning. I may not be doing anything actively wrong. But the notion of hergel, or as he said before, tichbat ha'avoda, becoming so busy, just becoming so habituated that I just don't think, that represents the greatest existential threat to the spirituality of the Jew. Let's just do one more piece. He says, v'hinini ro'eh atzorach la'adam, she'em edaktik v'sholkel drachav dvar yom b'yomo. The Ramchal writes, I think a person has to analyze and weigh his actions every single day. Kisocharim hagidolim, asher yifalsu tamid aliskehem, leman lo yiskalkalu. Like good merchants, asher yifalsu, who go ahead and weigh and measure their wares every day, in order that they should not become ruined. V'yikba itim v'shaos. So we'll say what he's saying over here is that the same way. That if a person has a business, so you know, they don't just check on the details of their business, you know, once every month or in Chodesh Elul, but they go ahead and they check on the details of their business each and every day. So too, a person has to make sure to set aside time for this contemplation, this general contemplation, Tov Amiti, Ra Amiti, actional contemplation, pre-actional contemplation, post-actional contemplation, analysis of my good actions, analysis of my negative actions. All of that, says Ramchal, has to be done every day. The yikba itim v'sha'os lazeh, person should set aside specific times for this. Shlo yehei mishkalo arai. I will say, because otherwise, if you don't set aside, we all know that anything you don't set aside time for, what happens to it? What happens to it? Doesn't happen. So it's good to set aside actual time, set time for this. Ela b'kvius gadol, kirav hatoladuhu. So Ramchal says, again, what he suggests is to actively set aside time each and every day in order to go ahead and engage in this particular process of contemplation, of general contemplation, specific contemplation, because ultimately, again, the benefit from this will be great. All right, so we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in paragraph 8 tomorrow. Mirat Hashem.